Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you joining us on this Friday. And if today is the first time you've joined us, then you may not know that we are just today completing a two-week series on the love of God. Derek Prince has been teaching us some of the most transforming truths that I've ever heard. And even if you haven't been with us, you haven't necessarily missed it because you can log on to our website at derekprince.org. This entire series and other great material is available to you. And I can't tell you how much I urge you to listen to it. Yesterday, he was talking to us about the do's and don'ts of love. And if there's anything that I need to hear during the Christmas season, it's that. I bet you do too. Today, I've got to tell you, if you aren't willing to be confronted by the truth of God, no matter how painful it might be, you probably need to turn off your radio. Because today, Derek is going to be slamming home, as I like to say, the truths of God, challenging us to live the life of love that every Christian is called to live. This is going to be a challenge. It's a perfect thing for a Friday. It's a perfect teaching for just a few days ahead of Christmas. And I just urge you to get a pen, get a piece of paper, take notes, listen, and then when it's over, listen again on the website. So let's cut to the chase. Derek Prince is going to be talking about how love lays down its life, and we need to hear it.
In my talk yesterday, I spoke about how love behaves from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 6. We looked there at 14 characteristics of love's behavior, 7 that were negative, that 7 things that love does not do, and 7 that were positive, 7 things that love does do. I'm going to briefly recapitulate them without commenting on them. First of all, the 7 negative characteristics of love. Love does not envy or is not jealous. 2, love does not boast or does not brag. 3, love is not proud or not arrogant. 4, love is not rude or does not act unbecomingly. 5, love is not self-seeking or does not seek its own. 6, love is not easily angered or not provoked. 7, love keeps no record of wrongs or does not take into account a wrong suffered. Those are the 7 negative characteristics of love. Now we'll just list the 7 positive characteristics. First, love is patient. Second, love is kind. Third, love rejoices with the truth. Fourth, love always protects or bears all things. 5, love always trusts or believes all things. 6, love always hopes or hopes all things. 7, love always perseveres or endures all things. I summed up the 7 negative characteristics in the phrase, love is not insecure. I summed up the 7 positive characteristics in the phrase, love is infinitely strong. In my talk today, I'm going to share with you another distinctive aspect of love's behavior. And this is stated for us, first of all, in the New Testament by Jesus himself. The aspect of love's behavior that I'm going to speak about is summed up in this phrase, love lays down its life. Jesus himself set the pattern, and he gave it as a commandment to his disciples. This is stated in John chapter 15, verses 12 and 13, where Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and he says this, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends." First of all, we need to see that for us as Christians, love is not an option. It's not something we can decide whether we wish to do or not. There are many things in the Christian life which are optional. We may or may not do them. But love is no option. For those who accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, love is a command. Jesus says, "My command is this, love each other." And also the degree and the kind of love that we are required to have is not left to us to decide. Jesus set the pattern, and he has never authorized us to change it. Love each other, how or how much? Jesus says, "As I have loved you." That's the command. Love each other as I have loved you. And then he goes on in that next verse to explain the way that love will act. "Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends." So the essence of this kind of love is that it lays down its life. Now, where the English translation says life, the Greek word that's used is literally soul. Love lays down its soul, its soul life, its soulish life. There are, I believe, three main functions of the soul as portrayed in Scripture: the will, the emotions, and the intellect. And they are summed up, I think, in three simple verbs, each of which we can put the simple word "I" in front of. The will, I want. The emotions, I feel. The intellect, I think.
You know, I wish that the Christian life was kind of a menu option. You know, I can choose one from column A, but don't have to choose one from column B. You know, it's just not like that. As Derek said, love is not an option for Christians. It's commanded. Listen, a little later in our time together, Ben Pearson's going to be joining me here in the studio, award-winning Christian filmmaker. You aren't going to want to miss it as the legacy continues.
As 2006 draws to a close, all of us at Derek Prince Ministries want to remind you of two things. First, we want to express once more how much we have appreciated your friendship and partnership over this past year. Your faithfulness has allowed us to continue the work Derek Prince started and helped many people discover the amazing Bible teaching he brought us. Second, we would be remiss if we didn't remind you that there are only a few weeks remaining in this tax year. It's about this time each year we hear from a lot of friends of Derek Prince Ministries as they make special year-end gifts. They tell us they'd rather see the resources God has given them go into His kingdom rather than into the coffers of the IRS. Put another way, they'd rather render a little less to Caesar and a little more to God. Of course, the real beneficiaries are those touched and changed by God's truth because of your generosity. Take a few moments today to send your special year-end gift. Simply call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. As you give, please know that through your connection to Derek Prince Legacy Radio, you are a part of something truly amazing. Also know that you have our gratitude. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us online at derekprince.org. Thanks again, and may 2007 be a year of great blessing and fruitfulness for you.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield on this Friday before Christmas, and we are talking about how love lays down its life. What you're about to hear can absolutely transform you. Let's listen.
The essential nature of soulish life, it's what I want, it's what I feel, it's what I think. Now, love lays that down. In other words, love is not dictated to by what you want, by what you feel, by what you think. Love has a higher standard. Love's motivation is what is good for the other person. And where there is a conflict between what is good for the other person and what you want or you feel or you think. Love lays down the latter. Love is no longer motivated by what you feel. You may feel you want to rest, but the person you love needs help. Or you may think that a certain situation is this way, but thinking that would keep you from helping the person who needs help, so you are not dictated to by what you think. Or you may want something, but somebody else needs something which conflicts with your want. So in every case, where there is a conflict between the good of another and what you want, what you feel, or what you think, you surrender the latter. You're not dictated to, you're not motivated by what you want, what you feel, what you think, where the good of the other person is the issue. The good of the other takes precedence over your own soulish nature. So love lays down its life, its soul life. It is not dictated to in such situations by these things. In his first epistle, chapter 3, the Apostle John likewise lays down this requirement for love, that it lays down its life. In 1 John 3, verses 16 through 20, this is what John says. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. If Jesus hadn't come and set the pattern, we wouldn't really have known what this kind of life is. But we know because Jesus came, gave us the pattern, and also gave us the command. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. With this awareness of the love of God manifested in Jesus comes an obligation. If we receive God's love, then we are obligated to show that love to others. So John says, Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. This is in line with what Jesus himself said, greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. But John goes on in that third chapter of his first epistle to give it a very practical application. And sometimes I'm afraid we're content with religious platitudes and we don't move on into the practical outworking of what the New Testament teaches. In the next verse, after saying we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers, John says, if anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? In other words, it's not enough to just feel emotional or express love in words, but there are very practical ways in which we're obligated to express love. And in particular, John says, if one of our fellow believers has a material need, and we have material sufficiency, and we are able to supply his need, if we do not supply his need, we cannot claim that the love of God lives in us. That's a very searching standard, which we each need to apply to ourselves. And then John goes on for appeal that we should not be hypocrites. And I think it's very important as Christians we give heed to this. Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. In other words, it's not enough to talk about love. It's not enough to use religious platitudes. It's not enough to say, God bless you or Jesus will help you. Because many times it isn't Jesus who has to help them, it's us. This then is how we set that we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence whenever our heart condemns us. For God is greater than our heart and knows everything. There again you see the security of true love. Our heart does not condemn us when we're demonstrating true love. We are at rest in God's presence. This rest comes only through love actively expressed.
You know, Derek has given me language for what I know I'm living in so much of the time. It's the soulish life. What a great phrase. A life that's not lived in the Spirit by the power of God's love and the power of the Holy Spirit, but rather a life that's lived out of the power of my natural soul. The drives that say, I want, I feel, I think. Thank God we're liberated from that. Thank God we're born again into a life in the Spirit. There's so much more great stuff to come, including Ben Pearson, award-winning cinematographer, joining me here in the studio as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Salvation. What does this familiar word really mean? The forgiveness of sins? The ticket to heaven? As wonderful as these definitions are, there is much more to salvation than most believers know. Now, in a powerful little booklet entitled Complete Salvation, Derek Prince reveals how the work Jesus did on the cross made a way for all to experience a great, glorious, and complete salvation. In it, you'll discover what salvation truly is and show you the steps you can take to receive and enjoy all of its benefits, both now and for eternity. To order your copy, Complete Salvation, free and postage paid, simply call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and the booklet are both free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order your copy securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and in the studio with me today is one of my dear friends, a man by the name of Ben Pearson. Now, he has been an amazing photographer whose pictures are known all over the world, and if you've seen his work on the covers of albums time and again, he's an award-winning filmmaker. He's made a number of music videos and documentaries and films, and so I could go on bragging about him because he's my buddy. But Ben, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
Ben, as we've discussed before, Derek Prince, you know, a person, somebody would look at somebody like you, as gifted artist, filmmaker, photographer, and think, what in the world does a guy like Derek Prince have to do with your life?
Back in 76, I had a lightning bolt conversion to Christianity. And by 77, in January, somebody introduced me to Derek's tape series. It really opened my eyes up to God's wonder. And I remember being instilled by that tape series, by that those lectures, with this incredible sense of wonder. And the mystery of God was, it was my foundation. I went to a conference one time where I basically, you know, just went to every lecture he did. And that was an amazing experience for me. I would get a magazine called New Wine Magazine. And I remember going through it, and it was always Derek's articles and teachings that really meant the most to me. I just had a connection, you know.
Of all the people I've known in my life, all of my friends, you have the best sense of sort of the artistic soul, the artistic nature of people. And I want to ask you a question that may take you a moment here to land on. But, you know, we're living, you and I are talking here in Nashville, Tennessee. We're surrounded by artists. Most of them probably wouldn't think that teaching like that of Derek Prince would be relevant to their lives. Maybe it's too systematic, or it's too old school, or who knows what. But it seems to me that the artistic soul needs to be fed, especially if it's going to be in any way Christian, much less connected to God so we can accomplish its purpose. It seems to me that it needs to be fed, and that there ought to be some connection between people like Derek, and if I may put you on the other side of the spectrum for a moment, people like you, meaning the less verbal, more artistic, graphical side. You understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Can you speak to that as though you're not talking to Stephen Mansfield, but talking to a room full of your tribe, if that makes any sense?
Yeah. I think where we get replenished from is, it's extremely important. And I think as an artist, I take in a lot of information, and sometimes it's probably not the best information, but I pretty much verse myself with a whole spectrum of what's going on in the planet that I live in, which is Earth. In case any of you...
We were wondering about that. What planet's this guy from?
But I think your sources, you know, of what you're taking your nourishment from spiritually are extremely important. And finding the right sources, I tell you that Derek Prince is a constant source of replenishment for my artistic soul, my spirit, which, you know, translates itself into physically how you feel, too.
Sure.
There's a timeless quality to his work. And that's a beautiful element to everything that he did in his life. There was a certain timelessness to it. And in an era where we're basically, in this society, suffer from theological pornography and a lot of really whack things happening, mm-hmm. you know, it's incredible to have, you know, the new founding or desert fathers, you know, of this modern society mm-hmm. to draw from. And that's what he is.
And you were so moved by that in back in the day and today that you actually named your son.
I did.
After Derek. Tell us about that.
I did. Well, when I found out that we were having a boy, you know, my wife and I were talking about different names. And I said, what do you think of the name Derek? And she goes, wow, that's a strong name. You mean Derek Prince, don't you? I said, yeah. I've been a big fan, you know, and I lost my dad when I was six. And as an artist, if you lose your dad when you're younger, you're always looking for dads. And Derek kind of spiritually filled that for me when I was born again in 76. He kind of came along as my surrogate father through everything I was just described. And my son is named Derek Edward. Edward was my dad.
Oh.
So Derek Edward Pearson, and that's how that happened.
That's
so
wonderful.
It was really great. Yeah.
That is wonderful. Ben, it's just great to have you on the show.
Great being here, man.
You know, Ben described a lightning bolt salvation experience, and that came about in his life because he came to understand what Jesus had done for him. We want to make a booklet available to you as a totally free gift that will explain exactly that same dynamic that transformed Ben's life. It's called Complete Salvation. Great booklet written by Derek Prince. You can have it absolutely free of charge, a gift from us, by logging on to DerekPrince.org, or you can call 800-448-3261. Again, a completely free booklet called Complete Salvation, all about what Jesus did for us on the cross, by logging on to DerekPrince.org or by calling 1-800-448-3261. Now listen, I want to take a few moments here as we come to the end of our time together to pray with you. I am so touched by this entire series that comes to an end today, but specifically what Derek has said today about the soulish life. You know, we're a few days out from Christmas, and some of you who want so much to have a Holy Spirit-filled Christmas are finding yourself just really living out of your lesser nature, out of that soulish life. And it makes you long to want to live out of a higher nature, out of that life in the Spirit that gives birth to the love of God in our lives in a fresh way. I want to pray for you today, not just for the next few days, the Christmas holidays, maybe into the New Year celebrations. I want to pray that you experience something in the next few days that will last and that will live in you. I want to pray that you have the power to do what Derek called a few days ago, the do's and the don'ts of love. Father, I come before you for those who are listening today. I thank you that we're here during this Christmas or Advent season. And I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will begin to check the soulish life that we are used to living, that's all about what I want, what I need, what I'm going for. That is all about I, me, mine. And I pray, Father, that now there will be a fresh work of the Spirit of God that empowers the love of God in our hearts. Lord, I pray this week we will have supernatural resources to do the do's of love and to be disciplined not to do the don'ts of love that Derek has been describing. Father, in the name of Jesus, we open ourselves to a fresh work of the Holy Spirit to give us a love beyond the natural. Lord, we shouldn't have to strain to love people, especially at busy and difficult times like this. But instead, Father, we pray for the grace of God that just simply flows out of us and grants us that love. We know your word says that nothing matters except faith working by love. Let that be our reality. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Listen, it's great to be with you. You don't want to miss our time together next week. It'll be in the few days running up to Christmas. We're going to have a great time together. But that's all the time we have for this week. So for everyone from Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again on Monday as the legacy continues.
Take a moment now to request your free copy of Derek's powerful booklet, Complete Salvation. It's our gift to you, free and postage paid. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And when you call, please consider a special end-of-year gift to Derek Prince Ministries of $25 or more. Your gift will further the reach of Derek Prince Legacy Radio, and you'll receive the tax benefit for this year. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And remember, you can send your financial support securely online at DerekPrince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at DerekPrince.org. That's DerekPrince.org.